7:10, August 15th, in the morning, and it's chicken feeding time. So as we step out here, the front, I have the LS100 at the back, and there's a cockerel and stuff, which will be nice. It'll do its 15 minutes of birds and stuff. When I got up this morning, I had a shower, and when I was in the bathroom, I heard the most amazing front bird sounds, which is great. Now here we are at the front.
I can do a picture. Yeah.
Even Rosie's coming. Rosie's the duck.
Yeah,
okay. Rosie the duck. Yeah, you can see these creatures.
Yeah. Let me stand and have some listen to them for a while.
Get over the fence, right? The fence
and let me go.
It's barbed, isn't it?
Yeah, just on the top, right?
I'll stand here. These chickens are the property of KFC.
It's not. People stop buying chicken here.
I know, right?
You make a statement. See, when I put your recording with the, I've done a video with them. So I sent the video to you.
Yeah. We are standing outside the house where there are chickens. It's not a farmyard, it's my Nana's front yard. But there are chickens, and they come every morning to get fed. And they growl like dogs.
Get Andre some of these. Give him some of these.
Angry.
He's a wonderful white chicken. Beautiful. Awesome.
So they can't come beyond the fence, but they try.
Oh, they come. They come in the yard.
How'd they get in?
A big enough slit in the gate, so they shut it.
Oh, I see.
The very big ones can't get in. We've got doves there too. We chase the doves. They don't like the doves. You want to show it some?
Hmm.
They're quite high and hard.
This way.
Over the
top. That way.
Wait a minute, let me get you. Give us some more time.
You gonna film this? Ready?
Yeah, I got you. Yes, you got that one.
It's fun. Throwing things is fun. What do you feed them? With wheat? Is it wheat grain or something?
Corn.
Oh, it's corn.
Well, somebody lost quite a few feathers there. Look at somebody, quite a few feathers came out. She's still have her she's doing well.
Time to start making feather pillows.
The one who had, she got her two. One black and one. I don't like it here. Anyway, Well, these are quickly.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she's a duck. She comes in. She has her special place because they're big cocks beat her, Rosie.
Oh.
So we bring her in. We used to bring in the smaller chickens to feed them separately to make sure they were fed. But then they started to pick at each other.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody else has them. Only Rosie can eat.
It's like the soup kitchen for chickens, isn't it? Form an orderly queue now. Form an orderly queue. Who named the duck? That's great.
I don't know. It just looks across the road.
Oh, but it just has a name.
Mm-hmm.
That's really funny. Now let's try.
The last bits of it. There's one black one that keeps the smells. And sometimes I think you have more food than the square, don't you? There's one here, it looks like.
They can't fly for very long, can they?
No. There's two cocks. One bigger than the other, and a big one likes to eat at the other. So I have a little broomstick. Shut up. I have a little bit of a...
It's rude, that one.
A broomstick thing, and I whack him. Because it's very bad.
At least you've got your noises now.
Oh, lots of them. And on the other side of the house, too.
Mm.
That would be really nice. I love it. More editing for me.
And none of them belong to us. We don't know where they live. We don't know who their owners are. But they've adopted us.
Oh, they like you.
Rather like your food.
Well, animals are usually a good judge of character, you know. Cockerel.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on the front back side of the house too, somewhere. I keep hearing one.
It's probably somebody's room. Once these are fed, they just go away. But every time you open the gate or the front door,
they come back.
They're running, coming, flying up the road back to you. They think that every time you come, you're going to feed
them. You bring something for them to eat.
No, Rosie.
They're like teenagers.
See you tomorrow at 7.
The mum and the baby is about 5 to 7. He stands by the kitchen door. Like, come and feed me now. Right?
It's like their version of bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
There's always a complaint. I believe in God, not the devil. So.
I got in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no more.